Before you begin listening to this session, be sure that you give yourself enough uninterrupted time to sit and listen to it quietly for at least 20 to 25 minutes. Do not listen to it while driving a motor vehicle or doing anything else that may be dangerous. Turn off any beepers or phones, including cell phones. Put any pets outside of the room that you are being hypnotized in, as they may jump on your lap and disturb you during your session. Now sit in a comfortable, out-of-the-way seat, supporting your neck and back, preferably. Be sure that there is nothing else in the area that may disturb you during your session. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and exhale. Take a second deep breath, as deep as you can, and exhale. And on your third deep breath, hold it for about 3 seconds. And exhale and relax. With each breath that you take, allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper. I'd like you to begin to relax all the muscles in your head, starting with your forehead, your eyes, and your eyelids. Relax your cheeks, your mouth, and even your jaw. Relax all those muscles in your head, and while you are thinking about relaxing all the muscles in your head, begin to think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. That's right, relax all those muscles in your neck and shoulders. And while you're thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders, your arms are becoming more and more relaxed. Now pay attention to your body and realize how your head, neck, and shoulders have begun to relax even more now that you're relaxing your arms. All the way down to your fingertips. And while you are thinking about relaxing your arms more and more, think about how relaxed your chest and your stomach is becoming. Allow your chest and your stomach to relax and just let go. Get rid of any tension that might be in those areas. While your arms are relaxing and becoming very, very heavy. And while you are allowing your arms to become free from stress and tension, think about removing the tension from the rest of your body. Feel that relaxation move downward. And with every breath that you take, allow that relaxation to grow more and more. As it goes down through your hips and your thighs, all the way down through your legs, and all the way down to your feet and even your toes. You're relaxing more and more, and you can feel that relaxation once again moving downwards, starting at the top of your head, moving down through your neck, down through your back, down through your hips. And while you feel the relaxation going down through your hips, you realize even more how the stress and tension are moving out of your legs, down through your feet, and right out through your toes, leaving you totally relaxed and completely at ease. I'd like you to imagine that directly in front of you, within your arm's reach, is a white grease board. I'd like you to imagine that you are picking up a black marker and drawing a large circle in the center of the grease board about 15 inches in diameter. It is important that you do not damage the circle in any way throughout this whole exercise. It must remain intact. Now I'd like you to imagine that you are drawing a capital letter A in the center of the circle, but you draw it small enough that it does not touch the circle at any point so as to not damage the circle. Draw it as perfectly and as crisp as you can. Good. Now with your non-writing hand, imagine that you are picking up an eraser and erasing the letter A that you just drew. Be careful not to damage the circle in any way. Good. Now draw a capital letter B, but this time draw it backwards, smaller than the circle again. Careful not to damage it. As perfectly as you can. Good. Now, erase the capital letter B. Now draw a capital letter C backwards, taking your time, concentrating on your task. And now erase the letter C. Now hold on for a few moments while I further explain your instructions. When I tell you to go ahead, you will continue drawing each letter of the alphabet in the circle, starting with the letter D backwards and then the letter E, drawing each letter backwards and then erasing it, and then the next one, being careful not to damage the circle, taking your time to draw them as perfectly as possible. But once I have you begin, once you start, I want you not to listen to me anymore, not to follow my instructions. I will be speaking to you, of course, and you will be hearing me. But try not to follow my instructions, as I will be speaking directly to your subconscious mind, which always hears and always pays attention. Your job will be to continue drawing each letter of the alphabet backwards until you get to the letter Z. Once you have drawn and erased the backward letter Z, you can then listen to me once again. Because at that point, you will be very relaxed and open to suggestion. So let's go ahead and begin now by drawing the letter D backwards, smaller than the circle, and then erasing it, paying no further attention to me, just drawing the letter E backwards and erasing it, and then the next one. With each letter you draw in the circle and each letter you erase, you become more open to suggestion. With each letter that you draw and each letter that you erase, you are more peaceful, more relaxed. The closer you come to the letter Z, the more open-minded you become. With each letter you draw, you are becoming more accepting, absorbing all of the positive suggestions you are about to receive. With each letter you draw, you come closer and closer to attaining your goal. Before you attempt to find your lost object, it is important to understand the purpose of the subconscious mind. Its purpose is to store information, like the hard drive of a computer. every thought, sight, sound, or piece of information you've experienced since birth is stored there in perfect clarity right now. Therefore, in order to find a lost object, the information of where you left it last is stored in your subconscious. All that is called for to retrieve it is your willingness to relax and desire to know the information. You can allow yourself to recall where you left an item, but if someone else took it or moved the item from that location, then your subconscious does not have that information. It can find where you left it. In order to retrieve the information, all you need to do is relax. You need to let go. In the relaxed state you are in now, I would like you to clear your mind from all outside thoughts and happenings, and let your mind go back to the last time you actually remember seeing or knowing the location of your item in question. Answer yourself the following questions. Where did you see it last? When did you see it last? See it in your mind's eye and get as many of the details as possible of where you last saw it. Is this actually the most recent time you remember seeing it? If so, I'd like you to let your mind roam and allow yourself to progress from this moment to recreating what you were doing that day at that specific time. Go from moment to moment as if you were watching a movie, seeing and examining as many details along the way as you can. It is important to see as many of the details until you finally find the item. Be patient as you do the process. Let your imagination run free. Without second guessing, what is going through your mind? Take your time. Relax. And allow yourself to recreate the events that led you to misplacing whatever you are looking for until you find it. Take a few moments now to begin your process. this point, maybe you have found your item, and maybe you have not. If you have not found it yet, listen to this session again, over until you finally find it. Do it again, sometime when you are very relaxed and calm. The key to finding any item in the subconscious mind is being totally relaxed. The information is in your subconscious because everything is logged there in perfect clarity. The key is to relax, as the more you relax, the more your mind opens up. Also, it is very important to find the last time you remember seeing the item, whether it was before just losing it or even a week in advance, but the most recent time that you can remember, and just start from that point. Going forward, taking your time and relaxing until you find it. At the count of five, you will come back to the here and now, feeling wonderful in every way and so much better than before. One, beginning to come all the way back. Two, feeling wonderful in every way. Three, feeling relaxed and so much better than before. Four, your eyes are starting to open now. And five, eyes wide open, fully awake, and feeling fine.